Oregon's citizen-initiated ballot measure process allows for activists, organizers, and everyone else to have a say in state and local policy. Not every state allows citizens to engage in this type of grassroots democracy, but Oregonians have used this process to enact sweeping, progressive programs. In 2018, voters passed the Portland Clean Energy Fund, or PCEF. Unlike most climate actions, PCEF was conceived and championed by a coalition of local leaders representing communities of color in the Portland area to invest in climate projects that benefited disadvantaged communities. In 2020, Oregonians passed both Preschool for All and Measure 110, hard-fought and won by people-powered campaigns. Preschool for All began as the Universal Preschool Now campaign, or Up Now, a grassroots campaign led by volunteer organizers. The Multnomah County program was hailed as a national model when it passed, guaranteeing tuition-free, best practices preschool to every 3- and 4-year-old in the county while simultaneously increasing teacher pay. Also in 2020, voters turned Measure 110 into law, making Oregon the first state to decriminalize possession of otherwise illegal drugs while expanding access to treatment programs. Thanks to the hard work of volunteers on all of these campaigns, Oregon is now home to some of the country's most innovative environmental, early childhood education, and drug enforcement and treatment programs. But there are Oregonians who would rather disregard the will of the voters. The Portland Metro Chamber, also known as the Portland Business Alliance, is a regional association that advocates for the capitalist class. While it claims to speak for all sorts of businesses, its decision makers are far from local mom-and-pop shops. The chamber's board is full of multinational corporations, commercial real estate companies, banks, and corporate law firms. It also has represented local real estate dynasties like the Schnitzers, the Goodmans, and the Sturgeons. Their lobbying efforts are prolific, meeting with city officials 7 times more than any other organization over the past decade. The chamber also has close ties to Oregon Business and Industry, a state-level lobbying group, as well as People for Portland. Anonymous People for Portland funders remain a secret, but include billionaires Tim Boyle and Jordan Schnitzer, according to Willamette Week. The chamber also has ties to Revitalize Portland, chaired by Schnitzer and funded in part by Greg Goodman of the Downtown Development Group. Further complicating the chamber's relationship to local government, it has worked its way into a number of high-profile public-private partnerships, like Governor Tina Kotek's Central City Task Force, which, like the chamber, has a tiered sponsored system of large businesses with their own agendas on crucial issues like taxes, police, and housing. Together, these groups pressure elected officials to keep business and wealth taxes low. If it was up to the Portland Business Alliance, Preschool for All never would have made it in front of the voters. Before it was voted into law, it was clear how the measure would be funded. An initial 2.3% tax on taxable income over $125,000 for individuals, or over $200,000 for households, a group that makes up the top 5% of income earners in the county. Ballot measure language included a 0.8% increase to the tax rate in 2026. Armed with this knowledge, Multnomah County residents still overwhelmingly voted Preschool for All into law by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. However, the Portland Business Alliance kept Up Now, the grassroots campaign that would eventually become Preschool for All and first suggested funding the program through an income tax, stuck in unsuccessful lawsuits for months, leaving organizers with only 5 weeks to gather the signatures needed to qualify for the ballot. Against all odds, Up Now's volunteer organizers did so, paving the way for the program to be voted into effect. But that wasn't enough to stop the chamber's allies. In January 2021, county commissioners gave up a fifth of the tax revenue to avoid so-called double taxation for business owners that also pay the county's business income tax. Not even 3 years later, the chamber and its allies are at it again. This month, the Central City Task Force recommended a ban on all new taxes until 2026, including the voter-approved increase to the Preschool for All tax, despite the fact that Preschool for All is still in the infancy of its rollout. It will take time and money for the program to be fully implemented as voters intended. But the chamber and its capitalist friends simply don't care if preschool is affordable as much as they care about keeping less than 1% more of their income in their pockets. Using the judicial system to try and stop voters from getting a say about ballot initiatives that would benefit the working class has become a tried and true tactic for the chamber. In 2022, they sued to keep another initiative off the ballot, specifically the charter reform initiative brought to the ballot by the majority of Portland's Volunteer Charter Commission. The chamber again lost, but continued to fight charter reform through the November 2022 election, when voters approved the measure 58-42%. Also in 2022, the chamber tried to use the courts to keep yet another citizen-led initiative off the ballots. This time, it was Eviction Representation for All, a campaign led by local housing activists. While the legal challenges to Eviction Representation for All also failed, the lawsuit kept housing advocates tied up in court for so long that they were unable to gather the signatures needed in time for the November 2022 election, pushing it instead to May 2023, an election that saw a far smaller voter turnout, leading to the campaign's demise. Of course, the chamber might not care about renters' rights or preschool for those who can't afford private school tuition. Its wealthy members are unlikely to avail themselves of such services. But stunningly, it has also pushed back against PSEF, despite the fact that members cannot outrun climate change. PSEF is funded by a 1% surcharge on local sales at large retailers. The tax has proven to be lucrative, bringing in more money than originally projected. But rather than continue the work endorsed by a majority of Portland's voters, Portland City Commissioners amended the law to allow the additional tax revenue to be used on other city projects. The effort was spearheaded by Carmen Rubio, who met with the chamber's lobbyists as a group and on an individual basis more than 100 times since taking office. While some of the reallocated money will still go to laudable efforts, like the Portland Bureau of Transportation's climate programs, much of the money will also go into private entities outside the communities it was intended to help, including an unspecified amount to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall and $28 million to the Keller Auditorium. In addition to exerting its influence to override the will of the voters in regard to preschool and the environment, some of the chamber's most public-facing work has been to undermine Measure 110. The original backers of the bill say Measure 110 needs more time, as funding for treatment and harm reduction were not put into place until August 2022. But the chamber and its allies have not been patient. The chamber, as well as affiliates like Downtown Clean and Safe, People for Portland, and the Central City Task Force, never stop pushing for more quote-unquote security in the central city and downtown, a thinly veiled euphemism for more police, despite the fact that there is no evidence that Measure 110's passing led to an increase in crime. Now, a coalition of powerful business leaders and their political allies are moving ahead with plans to quote-unquote fix Measure 110 by undoing its central tenet, the decriminalization of small amounts of illicit drugs. Some of the state's wealthiest residents, all affiliated with the chamber, are financing this push. Should their lobbying efforts fail in the upcoming February 2024 legislative short session, they plan to bring their policy to the voters through what will surely be a well-funded ballot initiative that the chamber wouldn't dare tie up in courts this time. Luckily, all hope is not lost. The efforts to undermine Measure 110 have not gone unchallenged. Drug Policy Alliance, a national grassroots organization focused on ending the war on drugs, has promised to fight any effort to repeal Measure 110. UpNow's grassroots organizers are not giving up the much-needed tax revenue without a fight. Information about efforts will be posted to their social media. And despite the chamber's best efforts, charter reform did pass in Portland, and in November 2024, citizens will have a chance to choose new members of an expanded 12-seat city council through a ranked choice voting system. Capitalists may never stop trying to undo popular policies, but together, the people can and will fight back.
You're trying to tell me I'm living in democracy. Everyone is always free to either live with ugliness or beauty. You're trying to tell me, undermining revolutions when they threaten institutions is a major power's democratic duty. With Batista, Marcos, Pinochet, you got along, but not with the Sandinistas and not with the Viet Cong. Excuse me, friend, I think you got it wrong. 'Cause when some of us are free to rise and some are free to fall, all of us are under the dictatorship of capitalism.